much indeed for joining us. It's 7:23.
And that's time for Thought for the Day. It comes this morning from Alistair McIntosh, Quaker author and fellow of the Centre for Human Ecology. Good morning.
Good morning. Although I was only 8 when President Kennedy was assassinated, I can remember where I was because I was in hospital. A nurse, Kennedy told me, and with it being Stornoway, I thought they must be related, which is why it cut a notch in my memory. This Sunday marks the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and as was President Kennedy, many of us can probably remember where we were at the time. Within a month, the US had invaded Afghanistan. But is the world a safer place 10 years down the line? Certainly not for thousands of Afghan civilians who have lost their loved ones in this conflict, or for the families of soldiers who will never return home. But if we're not going to throw petrol on the fire, what can we do when struck by violence? Many years ago, I was working in a country racked by poverty and social breakdown. We had a small Quaker meeting there, and one night, a 17-year-old Australian member found herself surrounded by a gang of 14 youths. She was sexually assaulted and left lying on a hillside. The police would normally have gone in and brutalised their squatter settlement, but she asked them not to retaliate. Instead, she wanted something that might touch their hearts. Her father asked me to go with him to their camp. We went in unarmed and asked them how best we could all seek reconciliation. On the appointed day, the 14 young men headed a procession down to where we lived, with their entire community walking behind them amidst much beating of drums. One by one they filed past us. Many were in tears, and each in his own language said, "I'm truly sorry." You couldn't help but feel that few would reoffend, and that the girl had reclaimed something precious in her life. As for 9/11, can we go deeper than a bullet to the heart and seek instead to touch the hearts of all?
Thought for the day. Thanks very much to Alistair McIntosh. 26 minutes past seven.
Which is time for sport. Jeff Webster's back with us. Do you think the tennis in America will finish before Christmas, Jeff?
At this rate, no. Getting on for